In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The ecclesiastical year in the church is divided into three periods, three main periods. The first one starts with the Nairuz, the beginning of the Coptic year, which is September 11. And it ends at the beginning of the Great Lent. Or let us say, the Epiphany. And in this period, the church concentrates on the beginning of the year and the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ and the birth of our Lord and the Epiphany, the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ. In this period, actually, we concentrate on the work of the Father who offered his Son for the work of the salvation, starting of the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. You can lower it a little bit. I'm on the went downstairs. I see. And then we start. That's good. Thank you. And the second period extends until the Pentecost. Pentecost is the day on which the church was born. From the incarnation to the ascension and of our Lord Jesus Christ into heavens and the descendant of the Holy Spirit to give birth to the church is the clear work of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son. So the first part is concentrating on the Father, the Son, and then from the Pentecost until the end of the year, it's the work of the Holy Spirit. And if you notice, you'll find that the church in these three main parts concentrates on certain instructions, lessons, readings, melodies, chants differ from each other. Now, Dr. Magdi asked me to speak to you about something related to this period. We are glad that this Sunday is the first Sunday in the Apostles' Fast. And I want to ask you something. The main work of salvation, the performance of the salvation, that our Lord Jesus Christ perfected completely until his ascension into heavens, was for us, for our sakes. Yes? And all what he did for the mankind. Now, as he said to his disciples a few days before his last step to the cross and to the ascension, the death and the ascension, he said to them that I have to leave you, go back. I came from the Father and I will go to the Father again. Unless I go the Holy Spirit will not come upon you. And the Holy Spirit will take from me and give you. Will remind you with everything I did, and he will take from me and give you. Now I have a question. The Lord wants to give us all the benefits of the cross, to let us be delighted with the grace of salvation, or to give the power of salvation and the power of resurrection to us. How can he do that? In your opinion, how can he do that? How? He? Yeah, he wants to give it to me. Now, his salvation, he wants to give me his salvation. How? In your opinion, how? In another word, is this salvation for free or not? It's for free. Is it a gift? Yes. The gift from the Lord, what do we call it?
Grace.
Great answer. Yes. 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 When our Lord gives me something for free, it's grace. Yes? What is the grace? It's something given to me without payment. Completely priceless. Completely free. Okay? If he wants to give me the benefit of the power of resurrection, how can he give it to me? How can he give it to me? How can he send the grace from above on me, now on me? Huh? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will come upon me. How can I know that the Holy Spirit will come upon me? How can I know? Should I stand and say, Holy Spirit, come upon me, and he will come upon me? Hey, Jan? Da? Yeah, or Bill, yeah. But I say, how? In another question. I have birthday. You have birthday. And I want to greet you on your birthday. I want to say happy birthday and give you something. Yes? How can I greet you? I go to you, I buy something. Yes? And they put it in a very good gift paper and put good words and present it to you. Something you see, something you feel. Sometimes it's perfume, something you smell. Sometimes it's a dress you put on. You understand me? The grace from God, when it comes to me, how can he give it to me? He gives it to me under something. I am رأس. أنا لسه عايزهم يوصلوا للكلمة دي. هم اللي يقولوا. أنا عايز توصلوا لكلمة sacrament. عشان تفهموها. أنا لو قلت في الأول ده sacrament إيه الزمن؟ أنا مش عايز أقول دي. أنا عاوز أقول really. Look, it's very important to know. He wants to give me something, and this thing is grace, is free. It's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Right? He wants to give it to me under something I see, I hear, I feel. Then I believe. Why? Because it's very complicated for me to accept something which I don't feel at all, or see or hear. Huh? So, the gift or the grace of the Holy Spirit is given to me under something visible. Visible. And this thing which is visible, something I receive visibly, and I feel, I see, and then faithfully I receive the grace from God under this visible action. We come to the definition of the sacrament. The sacrament is invisible grace, invisible gift given to me under a visible action. You understand now what the meaning of the sacrament? Because we read the sacraments, we want to have lessons about the rites of the church. That's good. But I want to explain it simply for you to understand it. I cannot feel something I don't see or feel or hear or touch. And always the visible action is fitting with the invisible grace or the invisible gift. For example, the Lord wants to give me the power of His resurrection. The Lord resurrected from the dotted. What's the word? The Lord resurrected from the dead. If I want to have the power of the resurrection, then I have to die. Right? Then I have to pass through the death. If I want to receive the power of resurrection, then I have to go through the death and the resurrection. Resurrect. No one is resurrected without dying. Right? I want to have the power of the resurrection. I have to die. How I can die? By being buried in the tomb. Now, if I buried physically in the tomb, I will not resurrect. Then the Lord said, the water which is the source of life could be also the source of death. And that's why the water now is the substance that let me die and let me resurrect. So they immerse me in the water to die, for the old nature to die, and they bring me up the water, because this water becomes the tomb, and at the same time, the living, the giving, or the life-giving substance, which gives me the resurrection. So the water is the most suitable material that explains to me the idea of death and life. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ in John 3, in his speech to Nicodemus, said to him, unless one is born from the water and spirit, he will not, or will not be able to enter the kingdom of God. You understand them now, the meaning of the sacrament? The sacrament is very important to me to have a visible action through which I have an invisible grace, an invisible gift given to me once and forever. had. Just 1 second to complete this point, and then I'll listen to your question. Now, the same idea of the sacrament of baptism could be applied on any other sacrament. So the word sacrament differs completely from the word secret. Secret is something between you and me. Something I say to you, don't release it to anyone. When the secret comes out of two, it's not secret. It's not secret. And the secret is one of the items of the sacrament of confession, for example. It's between two. The father of confession and the man or the woman or the person who comes to visit the confession. He says his confession, it's a secret between two. But it's not just a secret, it's one item. The sacrament is invisible gift of forgiveness of my sins under the visible action when Abuna puts his hand with the cross or even without the cross, because the hand of Abuna has the ability of retaining and remitting, and he puts his hand on the head of the confessor and says the absolution. This is visibly. Invisibly, I get the forgiveness of my sins. This is an invisible gift given to me through the Holy Spirit. Your question. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. No. The water and the Holy Spirit. The Spirit here means the Holy Spirit. طبعاً when we come to explain the spirit of baptism in details, rites and dogma, I will explain to you how we perform this sacrament for you to know, to understand for yourself and for your children. Very important. Now we understand that the meaning of the sacrament. You recognize that? The sacrament is something very important. And without this sacrament, and I could have said, okay, I believe in you, Jesus Christ. Khalas! Your sins are forgiven. Nonsense. What is that? Just to say, I believe in you. I forgive your sins. And that's it? No, it doesn't come in this way at all. Give you another example. The only sacrament that the Lord performed before or initiated. No, two sacraments. One of them he gave after his resurrection and before his ascension. What is this sacrament? Priesthood. Very good, Fabiol. The Lord initiated the sacrament of priesthood when he said to them, what did he do to give them the sacrament of priesthood? What did he do? Huh? Aywa? Aywa Sa'ad? No. He breathed. He breathed. Why did he breathe? He breathed into the face of his disciples. Why? Yeah, why breathing? Why not sprinkling water on them? Why not giving them some food? Why not immersing them in water? There is a relationship between the wind and the spirit. The wind and the spirit is the same word in the Greek and the Jewish language. Ar-ruh wa-r-rih. Jesus Christ said to him, the wind blows wherever it wants to. He was not speaking about the wind, he was speaking about the Spirit. Because the Spirit is something in the air, everywhere. The Spirit of God surrounds us. While we are speaking now, you breathe the air, yes? But the Spirit of God surrounds you everywhere. The Spirit of God is not limited. The Spirit of God is not in heavens or on earth or on the altar or anywhere only. The Spirit of God is something unlimited. That's why the Lord took from this Spirit and breathed into the face of his disciples, giving them the sacrament of priesthood, which we call the sacrament of the service of the sacraments. The priest becomes from this moment on the servant, the performer, the we call medium of the sacrament, who will give me any other sacrament. You understand now the meaning of the sacraments? So it's not something حلو قوي ان احنا نعمد ولادنا يلا let us go and baptize our children. It's good to baptize them and give them good names and receive the Holy Communion and have a celebration and have party and invite here and there. No. It's completely the way that the Lord did to give me the salvation of my sins. I pass through it. I go, I die in the waters, and I live from the water. I resurrect with Jesus from the water. طبعا when you read مثلا Romans 6:3, who will say, don't you know that everyone who is baptized for Christ Jesus is baptized for his death? You understand the verse? So he compared between the baptism and the death. We die, which means we leave the old nature, and then we get up, we resurrect with the new nature. Every one of you have a new nature. Every one of you have a new nature. Do not deny that. Your nature differs completely from those who were not baptized in Christ, who did not die with Christ and resurrected with Christ. And this is a main difference between us and the other. Visibly, we are the same. Eyes, nose, ears, mouth, hands, legs, all the body is the same. Invisibly, we are different. We are different. And that's why when we forget that we are different, we do as them. We liken them. We imitate them. We follow them. And this is a problem. This is a problem. There are some sacraments like the sicknesses are three steps. I could be sick, I fall sick and go to the physician. I have prescription, then I heal. Right? Another kind is to protect myself from falling in sickness, fall sick. The third is to have power, vitamins, to strengthen my body so as not to fall sick. the same as the seven sacraments, the first kind. All of us were born sinners under the original sin, right? And because we are under the original sin, then we need medication. What is the greatest medication? Al-Ma'mudi, baptism. Then I fall sick again when I commit sins, right? Then I need another medication. This is the repentance and confession. Then sometimes I fall sick, I commit sin, and this sin most of times or sometimes causes sickness, physical sickness. Then I need the sacrament of anointing of the sick people. Three sacraments. I am sick, I need healing. Another kind is two sacraments to give me victorious on my lusts or temptations. Number one could be the sacrament of marriage, the matrimony. I marry so as not to be falling into or under temptation of any lustful thought. So I marry, and the marriage is a holy sacrament, a holy sacrament. Also, the mayroon. The mayroon also is something very important to me because it lets the Holy Spirit be confirmed in my body to give me power on my bad desires. And the Holy Spirit will whispers in my ears, in my heart, it's not your place, it's this not the proper dress, this is not the proper speech, this is not the proper behavior. Go here. Do not sleep without praying. You need to pray before going to bed. The Holy Spirit speaks in me to strengthen me. But the most important, powerful sacrament is the priesthood. Because the priesthood reminds me with the Word of God through the services, through the sermons, through the Holy through the sacrament of confession, repentance and confession, through the on one-to-one service, through the service of the priesthood. And I don't mean the priesthood is the priest, but the servants of the church, the clergy of the church. And also the sacrament of sacraments, which gives me great power on my weaknesses. What is that? The Holy Communion. The Holy Communion, the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why the church puts to us seven sacraments. Three of them healing, two of them strengthening or keeping us, and two of them to give us a very strong structure, a very strong body and spirit against all the lustful of the world, and to encourage me to have virtuous life on earth and then to inherit the kingdom of heaven. This is a speech or an introduction speech about the sacraments. I stop here. It's enough for us just to have an idea about why the church, not why the church, why the Lord Jesus Christ has given us these sacraments. Do not forget that. Now, to revise, the sacrament is invisible grace given to me under visible action. And the action or the material is fitting to the sacrament itself. Water in the baptism, bread and wine in the Holy Communion, oil in the Mairun. In the past, for your information, in the past, the Mairun was under breathing also. The disciples used to breathe or lay hands. After that, it became by anointing with the Holy Chrism. We'll explain it when we come to the sacrament of Mairun. May the Lord bless us and fix what we heard in our hearts to live sacramental, healthy life in the church. Glory be to God. Amen. Any question? We finish at 2, mishkada? And I had 5 minutes, sorry. Any question? Okay. Thank you very much. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, make us worthy to pray to you, thankfully, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Christ Jesus, Lord. Amen. Go in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you all.